Hi, Neville here. It's Thursday morning, April 2nd. So I'm in my office, sitting at my desk, wading through a rather long document. So I've put that aside for a second. I'm just watching the live video on the Number 10 Downing Street website of, what's going on at the G20 meeting. Not yet, it's not started yet, but what struck me was something which I guess is apparent to just about anyone who's paying attention to what's happening at this G20 meeting, is the complete and utter openness of everything, using technologies that were once the domain only of broadcast, I'm talking video in particular, but now are open to anyone, you then also ally that to the change and the shifts in thinking, where you have, for instance, a website that is the public property online of the Prime Minister's office that are making this available too. So there you've got, I'm watching at the moment, looks like the President of India with someone who's drinking a cup of coffee, and things are about to get cracking. I don't know which camera this is. I wonder if it's the same camera that's being used, for instance, to broadcast it on television. That would make sense. Now gone to a shot of the press room. Boy, that looks like a zoo in there, and got me thinking too. Just imagine the tech that needs to work seamlessly for every single one of these people if they wanted to at the same time go online to do things. So I would imagine that I wouldn't be surprised if almost the biggest usage of internet connectivity in the UK right now is at the Excel Centre in London, where the G20 is taking place. So. Keeping up with everything is interesting. I think it's very difficult without the tags and some of the things I've been experimenting with, using Tinker, for instance. Yeah, it's not there yet, that service, without any question. I'm finding that using simple Twitter search is good, but also just keeping an eye out on keywords. Now, if I were doing this literally as a kind of full-time thing, I'd be absolutely very happy indeed with what I would be able to do. But I'm not. I'm just paying attention to it out of interest, keeping my eye on some things that interest me, notably some of the communication tools that are being used online. Been paying attention to G20 voices a little bit, notably Lloyd Davis, the one of the 50 I know, and his Twitter stream, some of the blog content that I'm seeing, although it's nothing, frankly, compelling enough to me. I'm not seeing anything that interests me a lot. I'm seeing far more, I guess it could be simply the spectacle of it, on the mainstream media as opposed to social media, although mainstream media is using social media, so I'm actually not differentiating that too much. I think it's tremendous what's going on. I've seen quite a few people tweeting that some of these protesters yesterday were using Twitter and other channels to organise themselves. Well, don't be surprised, of course they are. Some of those scenes, I think, are disgusting, frankly. Those people aren't protesters, they're terrorists, basically. Although, no doubt, the majority are okay. But the scenes don't do any of those people any good at all. So, let's see what this is about to start. And, yeah, so I need to press on anyway. So, but it's fascinating how this technology is all being used. And it's almost like it's, second nature. Of course you're going to use these technologies. I think it's just great. More later, no doubt.